It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Did you just say the F word?
No.
Sure sounded like it.
I did?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Galactic fishbone dumpster.
What?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Dumpster funk.
Yeah, dumpster funk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Would you call that blackface?
Oh, my gosh.
It would. That is, that type is blackface.
On the little tick.
Man. Gosh.
The emergency brake of the week brought to you by Classic BMW of Plano. We give you three candidates every Friday morning, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Such a great democratic system we have here on the e-break. All right, candidate number one comes to us from the hard line. That's from 3 to 7 on the ticket, Gordo. That's Corby, Bob, and Danny.
Indeed.
These days. Yes, the new team on the hard line. It's a new team, but we still are supposed to follow the old rules of radio, and you can't say this, Corby.
I'm wondering what that is going to look like in about 8 months over there.
The baby?
The top. No, not just at the at the apex, at the zenith.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do, yes.
And I'm talking
now
about
that
this.
You're doing that with your hands, I do.
Not from a sexual standpoint, but from a human consumption standpoint.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
You're a d-
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Whoa!
Did you get it? Yeah.
I just couldn't contain myself. You're such a jerk.
What?
Man. Now we're having fun.
Look, you guys are the afternoon drive shock jocks.
Such a jerk. Oh, what are you talking about? Boobs, what are they? Yeah, I called him a D, and we had to dump it because he was being one.
A doofus.
Jerk.
You know, do they say that word on network television now?
Too much tension. What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? That they, word, that Corby.
In reference
said,
to, I, like, yeah, Richard Nixon
just
or
like,
something?
No, just like Corby used it.
I think you can use it. The ticket never really has, so it's still shocking to us. But you can use that word in reference to a person. Like, I'm not talking about a proper name or anything like that, or even a nickname. But if you said that someone is being a D, I think you can say that, like, FCC-wise. But it's just, play it safe, Corby.
Yeah.
Try to play it a little safe. Safe.
We played it safe there. I think they did dump it, too. They got it in time. What were they talking about there, Jer? I should have set that up with what
They were talking about Katy Perry announcing that she was with child.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she is with child. Did you know that, Gordo?
Yeah, I saw her big baby belly in a video.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. She did some video and wearing a bunch of gauze-looking clothing.
And the physical changes she's going to go through over the next few months.
That was creepy.
Okay. All right, one more time, knowing that.
I'm wondering what that is going to look like in about 8 months over there.
The baby?
The top. No, not just at the... At the apex, at the zenith.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do, yes.
And I'm talking
now
about
that
this.
You're doing that with your hands, I do.
Not from a sexual standpoint, but from a human consumption standpoint.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
You're a d-
Oh!
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 Whoa!
Did you get it?
Yeah.
I just couldn't contain myself. You're such a jerk.
What?
Man. Now we're having fun.
Look, you guys are the afternoon drive shock jocks.
Such a jerk. Oh, what are you talking about? Boobs, what are they? Yeah, I called him a D, and we had to dump it because he was being one.
A doofus.
Yeah. Jerk.
Just so much tension
Corby
there.
Corby does have a short fuse. You used to see that on the rant sometimes, like when the infamous Hey Dill incident.
Hey Dill.
Got really
shocking.
Mad really fast.
Called the person Gravy Tees once.
Oh, yeah. We got really upset at Expo. Yeah, he's had some explosive fights over the years.
Hey,
hair
Dill.
Temper.
All right, there's Corby as candidate number one. Candidate number two, I believe this is the first time she has ever been nominated, from NBC5, the very talented Meredith Land. Now, they just did a story. They were in sports, Newey threw it to a story about North Texas winning the regular season title of Conference USA. So they've had a good season. TCU got a big win over the weekend as they beat Baylor. So he's talking about TCU and North Texas having success on the court. And somehow Meredith missed that, and she thought he was talking about another college team, but, man, it really did stop this whole newscast down.
With March Madness right around the corner, North Texas and TCU appear poised to make some noise in the postseason. Paul Jones, NBC5 Sports.
There's sports.
Be a lot of fun to have TCU and UNT in March Madness.
These guys have really got to do well in the conference tournament to get in. A lot more work to do there.
Fingers crossed.
UNT's not doing so.
They're in first place right now.
Are they?
Yes.
I thought they were struggling.
Get to Rick there.
I'm so out of the... This is why you do sports and I do the old news.
They're doing well, and our weather is going to get...
UNC?
No, UNT. Yeah.
Oh, I said UNC.
UNC
Tar Heels.
UNC.
Okay. No, not the Tar Heels. Yeah.
Don't y'all feel sorry I'm like the only girl up here just trying to hang. Just trying to hang with you.
It's all good.
Thanks for joining us.
You like that phrase, it's all good? I think that gets used too much.
It's always used when things are not all good.
Yeah,
though.
It's all good.
You know, hey, it's all good.
And boy, Newey demanding her to go to weather.
There's several things that throw me in
forecast.
This. One of them is the, I think Newey said, they's guys.
Did he?
They's guys. And then the reporter, Paul, what's his name?
Jones?
Yeah. Paul Jones, is that his name? Or
I
is
think
that
so.
The... Bill Clinton's accuser.
That's Paul.
Okay.
Paul in...
he has the reporter thing where he's coming down for a landing, finishing his piece.
I know.
I cannot
stand
that
the
vocal cadence. What is with the reporter vocal cadence?
I bet if you get some inside high school football that Junior and I used to report on, I bet you'll get that same cadence.
Why?
I don't know.
Nobody talks that way.
Everybody talks that way.
Why
TV?
Yes. Fake people talk that way. Real people don't talk that way in normal life. So why is it that when you're wrapping up a story, you got to stick the landing
like this? I don't know. All right. Let's listen for that landing and the e-break once again.
With March Madness right around the corner, North Texas and TCU appear poised to make some noise in the postseason. Paul Jones, NBC5 Sports.
There's sports.
Be a lot of fun to have TCU and UNT in March Madness.
These guys have really got to do well in the conference tournament to get in. A lot more work to do there.
Fingers crossed.
UNT's not doing
They're in first place right now.
Are
just,
they?
Yes.
I thought they were struggling.
I just said that.
Get to Rick there.
I'm so out of the... This is why you do sports and I do the old news.
They're doing well, and our weather is going to get...
UNC?
No, UNT. Yeah.
Oh, I said UNC.
UNC
Tar Heels.
UNC.
Okay. No, not the Tar Heels. Yeah.
Don't y'all feel sorry I'm like the only girl up here just trying to hang. Just trying to hang with you.
It's all good.
Thanks for joining us.
A lot of generic talk going on up there.
Mass.
So that is Meredith Land. I believe the first time she's ever been nominated for the Emergency Break of the Week. I think that's the first mistake she's ever made. She's
in
really
life?
Good. Yeah. Well, on delivering the news.
Oh.
She's really good. I think she's a quality newscaster.
You have some sort of weird thing for her.
I just complimented her on being a good newscaster.
Talked about her off the air has made me uncomfortable.
I've never said anything to you anyway about Meredith Land off the air.
To you, there's a lot of wrongness.
I think she's great, and she is candidate number two in this week's e-break. Back to the Hardline, Danny gets nominated for this. He stopped down the Hardline just last night. I was listening to this, and I'm right with Bob. I have no idea what he was talking about.
I believe we're hearing the Premier League in England has outlawed the pregame handshake temporarily.
It's over.
What about docking? Is
Let's
that still
just
good?
Docking?
Yeah.
Or docking.
Docking.
Just a tip.
I misspoke.
Oh, is docking still good? I don't know. You have to tell me,
you're
Danny.
Gross.
I know.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I don't think Bob does.
I'm just talking about the band.
Right.
But if he announced
like
this.
Primus.
That
Primus.
The
Primus.
Handshake is done.
Yeah.
And everybody, every other leader said, all right,
Wiener.
It's over.
Wiener.
We're done with it.
Talking too loud.
Oh, look who's Look who's still with us over there.
I'm dead serious.
I'm listening to you.
You're laughing at docking.
No, I just can't.
You are. You're laughing at Wiener,
stop
Wiener.
Thinking about some DJ in the 80s announcing Dawkins' new hit single, Wiener, Wiener.
Yeah, they're talking about handshakes here in the age of Corona.
What is docking?
I know you know. I seriously, I'm like, Bob, I don't know.
You really don't?
And I take pride in that.
You really don't?
No, I don't tell
you
me. I don't want to
know.
I don't want to know all your.
Do you know what it is, Tony? Tony, do you know what docking
words?
Is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Good. Yeah. We don't need to.
You need George.
Wiener. Yeah.
It's when.
No, I don't want to know.
Okay. All right.
We can listen to it one more time, though.
Does anybody want to know what it is? Everybody wants
Who
to know what it is.
Who knows what it is?
She knows what it is.
Okay. One person out of 20.
Okay, it's. If I understand it correctly, because I'm not exactly sure.
We have a three-year-old boy here. Go ahead, Gordon.
Yeah. It's when two
earmuffs.
Men, when two men love each other very much,
yeah,
and they point themselves at each other with their divining rods, right? So the divining rods are touching, mm-hmm. right? End on end. And both of these males are uncircumcised. And they basically sleeve the other one with their own foreskin. And they alternate.
Somehow I've made it this far in life without knowing what that is. And now
that's what I heard in Sunday school once.
I'm sure Cassidy appreciated that.
And what a sin it was.
You know what
a sin that was.
Blah, 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 blah.
So, yeah. So, if you... You know what, George? It's easier if I just show you. So...
Well, don't do that, but let's...
After the show.
Now that we all know it...
Climb in the back of your truck.
Now that we all know it, let's hear it one more time, knowing what it means.
I believe we're hearing the Premier League in England has outlawed the pregame handshake temporarily.
It's over.
What about docking? Is
let's
that still
just...
good?
Docking?
Yeah.
Or docking.
Docking.
Just a tip.
I misspoke.
Oh, is docking still good? I don't know. You have to tell me,
you're
Danny.
Gross.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know what it is.
I don't think Bob does.
I'm just talking about the band.
Right.
But if he announced
like
this,
Primus
that
Primus.
The
Primus.
Handshake is done,
yeah.
And everybody, every other leader said, all right,
Wiener.
It's over.
Wiener.
We're done with it.
Oh, look who's still with us over there.
I'm dead serious.
I'm listening to you.
You're laughing at docking.
No, I just can't.
You are. You're listening to Wiener,
can't stop
Wiener.
Thinking about some DJ in the 80s announcing Dawkins' new hit single, Wiener, Wiener.
And so much in there. And that is Danny as candidate number 3. So is it Corby, Meredith Land, or Danny?
Wiener, Wiener.
Cool.
888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello. You're on.
What happened?
What's that now? You're on the ticket.
Yo, check it. This news anchor just wants to hang. I cast my vote for Meredith Land.
Okay, thank you.
The worst rapper of all time.
Yo, check it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Uh-oh. You know, I have a suspicion that this may be Coco. So we'll take the charges.
Coco was worried for George's trip to coastal Mexico. Coco not sure what more of a hazard last weekend to George. Was it cool sunglass guy, muchacho, or dirty Mexican coronavirus?
Okay, it's not called that, sir.
Corona COVID-19 seemed to be taking toll on human people, boiling lower heaven, filling up with these days with Chinese, Iranian, Italians.
Okay, all right.
Chinese, Iranian, Italians.
So for E-break. Coco consult recent corona victim, Iranian Supreme Council member, Mohammad Mir Hammadi. Coco call him Mo for short.
Oh, that's good. Okay. That's very helpful.
Coco and Mo hope for great private detective, Corby.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Coco.
The name for private detective is Dick. So,
yes.
Yeah,
have a good weekend Dick. There. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
That's the worst okay. Otis Redding.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've ever heard in my life.
Hi, you're on 96.7, 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Dunham.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I'd love to see UNT win this thing.
I would like to see North Texas win it all, too.
That's not what he said.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Wants to see North Texas win. Right. That's a Meredith Land vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
The C.
She's talking about UNT. She's talking about
Meredith
UNT.
Land vote. Interesting. Okay.
She's talking about UNT.
Fine,
you
Georgia.
Moron.
I thought you said you liked her, but okay.
Hi, ticket caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, sir. I'll have to give a shout-out to the Mean Green of Chapel Hill.
Okay.
That's funny.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'll go for Jay McGarry's bubbly, ditzy daughter.
What the heck?
Meredith is not ditzy, and she's not Jane McGarry's daughter. She's not ditzy at all. Hi, you're on the ticket. Jeez. Sports caller, you're
Phone
on the air.
Call from lower heaven.
No, jeez.
Hey, BFW, it's 52 degrees outside. Great weather this weekend to go see UNT play basketball.
Okay, we have ourselves a winner. They couldn't help it. I think they...
Yeah.
And see, when North Texas made the change from North Texas State to the University of North Texas...
You advised against that.
No, that was fine. I thought instead of going with UNT, we should just be called NT or North Texas and mm-hmm. not focus so much on UNT.
So you immediately saw that there was some trouble spots ahead if they
yes.
changed it to UNT.
Yes, because I think as we were, well, as I was, yeah, going back to campus the year or two after we graduated, that whole art building sign was true.
What?
How that was doctored, and I'm not going to go...
There was a big sign there that said UNT,
yeah.
and someone was adding
Art.
A letter in front of it?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. But congratulations to Meredith Land.
A letter in front of Art?
Congratulations to Meredith Land.
That's maybe the most vulgar of all phrases, huh?
Play it, Jer.
With March Madness right around the corner, North Texas and TCU appear poised to make some noise in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Paul Jones, NBC5 Sports.
There's sports.
Be a lot of fun to have TCU and UNT in March Madness.
These guys have really got to do well in the conference tournament yeah. to get in. A lot more work to do there.
Fingers crossed.
UNT's not doing so.
They're in first place right now.
Are they? Just,
yes.
I thought they were struggling.
Get to Rick there.
I'm so out of the... This is why you do sports and I do the old news.
They're doing well, and our weather is going to get...
UNC?
No, UNT. Yeah.
Oh, I said UNC.
UNC. No.
UNC Tar Heels.
UNC. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, not the Tar Heels. Yeah.
Don't y'all feel sorry I'm like the only girl up here just trying to hang. Just trying to hang with you.
It's all good.
Thanks for joining us.
Fernando, is that Meredith Land's first win?
It is. She's 111 behind Norman Muchacho Hitzkus.
All right. Maybe we'll get her to call in to the show. Or
oh, you'd love that.
Drop by the studio, maybe.
Oh, you'd love that.
Gross. Stop it.
Stalker.
All right.